Either of them on Where Was the Weather Watching Camera. Now, I want to go to Stormont and talk to Cameron Watt, who is protesting up there, certainly leading a protest. He's one of the team who will be at Stormont this morning. A protest is getting underway up on the hill to lobby our MLAs to increase funding for housing here. The housing associations have come together to call for a 10% increase in the Supporting People Fund, which provides housing support services to around 17,000 people. The protesters say there's been a 9-year freeze on the fund. The Northern Ireland Federation of Housing Associations chief executive is Mr. Cameron Watt. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Cameron, I've introduced it and I've no idea what it is, if you don't mind me saying, and maybe this is part of the problem. The Supporting People Fund. There wasn't much talk about that on the manifestos. I think the Green Party said something about it. What is it?
Yeah, the Supporting People Fund is a funding stream that the Housing Executive operates. And it helps a wide range of groups with particular needs, frail older people, homeless people, people with disabilities, to live as independently as possible in the community in supported housing. And basically it reduces a lot of pressure on other public services such as the health system, social care, and the criminal justice system. And as you said, the project funding to SP schemes has now been frozen for 9 years. And that just means now that a lot of these vital services that are provided by the likes of the Simon community, DePaul, Extern, Praxis, all these good charities, these services are now under real threat because they're just underfunded. And as the programme for government is being negotiated, we're just having a united show of strength to say that these are vital services and they need to be invested in over the next 4 years.
10% is some hike. A lot of wages have been frozen. Increases have been around about 1%. 10% is a hike and a half that you're looking for.
Well, I think the 10% increase has to be considered within the context of a cash freeze for Supporting People funding for the last 8 years. That's a real terms cut of 25%. And providers are now facing hugely increasing costs, not least the new national living wage. And so I think it's vitally important that people providing services to vulnerable people are paid appropriately, and providers can't absorb these costs indefinitely. Ultimately, these are public services and they have to be paid for properly by government.
Now, the government's already paying, what is it, about 74, 75 million a year through this support fund?
That's right. About 74 million goes in these services. But as I said, we know that for every £1 invested, it creates a net financial benefit for the Northern Ireland Executive of £1.90. So the public purse is kind of saving £2 for every £1 it invests in these schemes. And also you have to think about the pledges that have been made to increase health spending by £1 billion over the next 4 years. Given that Supporting People services save health and care trusts a huge amount of money, this really is a no-brainer. It is a big amount of money, but in the overall context of the services that are going to people with needs, it's a small amount.
Yeah, just give me some sort of real-life examples of how it could help an individual Joe or Josephine.
Okay, so you might have an older person who's maybe struggling to remain in her own home, but she's not yet ready to go into residential or nursing care. And with a little bit of low-level floating support, someone checking in on her, helping her to pay her bills, helping her to sort out the maintenance of her home, she can remain in her home for as long as possible. And clearly that's in everyone's interests.
Is it only available to people who are in the Housing Executive, or could you be in a private accommodation you own yourself?
It's available to everyone, so a lot of owner-occupiers will get help through so-called floating support services, where the likes of Fold Housing Association will go in and help them. A lot of the services are specialists, so they're run by the likes of housing associations or charities like Praxis or Extern, but the services are available to everyone.
Do you expect the politicians to listen to you today? They've a lot on their plate up there.
They do, but I think they're supposed to be developing a programme for government that's about prevention, that's about outcomes, and in the health and social care, there's a big emphasis on shifting left, so basically helping people to remain in the community and avoid more expensive interventions later on. So I think that we've been speaking to all the political parties, and I think that they all understand the value of these services. Now they have to put their money where their mouth is and prioritise help for people to live independently in the new programme for government and the new budget.
Okay, well, the lobbying's getting underway as we speak. Good speaking to you, Cameron. Thanks for describing it to us. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
That's Cameron Watt. He is the Northern Ireland Federation of Housing Associations Chief Executive. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning. Let us know how the traffic's going en route to Balmoral. You know the number, 90333105. Now, over the last couple of years, we sort of jammed the phones here for about an hour each morning on the first day of